You are listening to Omnitalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Headline one comes to us from Chain Store Age. Lululemon ended its fiscal year on a strong note, reporting earnings and revenue that exceeded expectations, driven by robust international sales. However, the company's CEO, Calvin McDonald, expressed caution during the earnings call, highlighting a slowdown in U.S. consumer behavior, particularly in terms of traffic and conversions. McDonald attributed the decline in U.S. sales partly to a lack of products in smaller sizes, 0-4, and insufficient colorful items. Despite these challenges in the U.S. market, Lululemon's international business remains strong across all markets. Looking ahead, McDonald reiterated the company's commitment to its strategy, aiming to double its business by 2026. This strategy includes doubling the brand's men's business, with a focus on innovative new products and brand activations. In February, Lululemon announced its expansion into footwear, introducing its first casual sneaker and two new running styles, available in both women's and men's styles. For fiscal 2024, Lululemon expects sales to be between $10.7 billion and $10.8 billion, slightly below analysts' forecasts. Earnings per share are projected to be between $14 and $14.20 for the year, compared to estimates of $14.13. In the first quarter of fiscal 2024, the company anticipates net revenue in the range of $2.18 billion to $2.2 billion, lower than analysts' expectations of $2.26 billion. Headline 2 comes to us from The Ink. Starbucks is embarking on a significant change in its coffee brewing process, introducing the Clover Vertica to all its stores, a move hailed as one of the smartest yet by tech columnist Jason Aitman. This change marks a departure from the traditional brewing method and comes with inherent risks for a company deeply associated with coffee. The shift began in 2008 when Starbucks acquired the Clover Brewer, known for its quality but criticized for its slow pace. Starbucks updated the technology, introducing the Clover Vertica in 2022, with plans to have them in every store by the following year. The Clover Vertica promises to grind and brew a cup of coffee in just 30 seconds, making it the fastest bean-to-cup brewing experience available. Aitman identifies three key reasons why this change is a smart move for Starbucks. First, increased choice. With the Clover Vertica, customers have more options for freshly brewed coffee, eliminating the need to rely on predetermined batches. This allows for greater variety and ensures customers can enjoy their preferred roast at any time of the day. Second, improved quality. Freshly brewed coffee on demand tends to taste better than coffee sitting in urns, enhancing the overall customer experience. Starbucks has ensured that the coffee brewed with the Clover Vertica meets its quality standards, further elevating the taste profile. Third, reduced waste. The Clover Vertica reduces waste by cutting down on the use of paper filters and minimizing leftover coffee. Traditional brewing methods often lead to discarded batches when coffee is not consumed within a certain time frame. By brewing coffee on demand, Starbucks can minimize waste and improve sustainability efforts. In essence, Starbucks has found a way to enhance the customer experience, offer more choices, and reduce costs simultaneously. Headline 3 also comes to us from Chain Store Age. eBay is expanding its luxury consignment services to include apparel, making it easier for users to sell high-end clothing items on its platform. Building on its existing luxury consignment service for designer handbags, eBay now offers a similar service for luxury apparel products. Here's how the new eBay consignment service for apparel works. First, users fill out a consignment intake form by answering a few questions. Then, upon submission of the form, the customer receives a prepaid, insured shipping label for sending the items to eBay. eBay, along with its consignment partner Linda's Stuff, handles item photography, pricing, and listing. Once the item sells, the consignor receives the proceeds from the sale, which is a percentage of the selling price. The consignment service is available for select luxury apparel brands, both new and pre-owned, and covers a wide range of price points. eBay has taken steps to ensure the authenticity of high-end goods sold on its platform, including the acquisition of AI-based authentication provider Certilogo and the launch of Certified by Brand. Through this program, eBay authenticates new, certified used, limited edition, or exclusive inventory from luxury watch handbags and fine jewelry brands and brand authorized sellers. The expansion of eBay's luxury consignment services aligns with the growing demand for pre-loved fashion items and circular fashion practices. By offering users a convenient way to sell luxury apparel while accessing a wider audience, eBay aims to capitalize on the momentum of the pre-loved fashion market. Headline 4 also comes to us from a Shipt corporate blog post. Shipt, the popular same-day delivery service, has announced Lowe's as its first home improvement retail partner on the Shipt app and Shipt.com. This partnership allows Shipp members to access same-day delivery for a wide range of home improvement, outdoor, and gardening essentials from over 1,600 Lowe's locations across the United States. Shipp members can now enjoy the convenience of ordering from Lowe's extensive selection of live plants, cleaning supplies, home improvement project materials, pre-mixed paint, outdoor decorations, and more, with spring cleaning and home projects in full swing. This collaboration aims to make home improvement more accessible and convenient for customers. Katie Stratton, Shipp's Chief Growth Officer, expressed pride in the partnership, highlighting how it aligns with Shipp's mission to expand its marketplace offerings and meet customer needs. The addition of Lowe's to Shipp's platform comes at an opportune time, offering solutions for spring and summer projects, gardening endeavors, and other home improvement tasks.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Careful out there.